Welcome to The Practical Intuitive. We're each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, where host Robin Fritz explores mind, body, and spirit for the real world. Because we are all intuitives and healers, and we must all learn to love ourselves and live that love every day. Robin is a trained and certified intuitive and spiritual consultant and hypnotherapist with an international practice based in Seattle, Washington. As the practical intuitive, she covers personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice. It's all here. Readings, healings, and funny, warm, thought-provoking conversations. It's Robin Fritz, the practical intuitive, helping you mastermind body and spirit for the real world. No ifs, ands, buts, or BS ever.
Welcome to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and today we have a special guest, Dr. Judy Morgan, veterinarian, on how to feed our dogs right. And it's truly an important subject, is deepening the human-animal bond and what that means in our lives today. And we're going to get started on that briefly. As those of you who've listened to my show before know, I am passionate about helping people tap their own innate, intuitive, and healing abilities. That's what my show and that's what my work are all about. And usually on my show, you can call in and ask a question of me or my guest. But today's show is being pre-recorded, and you will have an opportunity at the end of the show to figure out how to connect to my special guest here today. But as we get started, I want to do a quick balancing and grounding meditation with you, if you will. I call it a meditation. It's just a simple exercise. To let you just release the cares of the day and get yourself in the space where you can share with me and my guest on this subject about how we really take care of our dogs in the world, and by extension, our animals and ourselves. So my partner Fallon is a citrine Lemurian quartz, and imagine him as a gold light, if you will. And if you take your attention to the top of your head, imagine mind, body, and spirit coming together. And as you take a deep breath and breathe down from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, just release the cares of the day, everything you've been doing up to now, and just let it go. And as we run through the body from head to toe, you can fill yourself up with healthy energy. So breathing down from the top of your head, down your face, your shoulders, your chest, your hips, your knees, and your feet. The top of your head to the bottom of your feet. Yeah, just let it all go. And now as you breathe up, imagine healthy gold light. A lot of people visualize this crystal in a gold way, gold light. Breathing up from your feet, past your knees, your hips, your chest, your shoulders, your face, and the top of your head. And it just, you're grounded and balanced and relaxed here in this space with us today. So today I'm calling our show, How to Feed Our Dogs So They're Healthy Dogs. And I'm welcoming Dr. Judy Morgan, and I'll tell you all about her in a minute here and let her talk for herself. But, you know, seems as if feeding our dogs is more complicated than it should be. And it seems like taking care of our animal families is more complicated than it should be. And today, while we're going to talk specifically about diet and our dogs and Dr. Judy Morgan's holistic approach to veterinary care, especially to feeding our dogs, I want everyone to stop and think for a moment, especially if you're living right now with an animal. How has it changed for you over the years? Back in 1998, I bought my first Cavalier King Charles Spaniel, Murphy. Ended up calling herself Murphy Brown. She's pretty much the reason why I'm doing everything that I do today. She started it. She was there in the beginning. But what was disturbing to me is I'd been away from animals and dogs in particular for 12 years. And Murphy had a series of health issues, which ended up being from over-vaccination, which started before I got her. But what shocked me was that going to the vet was a really complicated situation, and they kept giving her antibiotics and this and that. And I was asking, is this normal to be giving a young dog this many drugs? And they're like, yes, it's totally normal. And I'm like, this is insane. This doesn't even make sense. And over the years, I struggled to find, I had health issues too. I believed in a healthy diet. And boy, figuring out what a healthy diet for a dog was almost impossible back then. We don't have that problem anymore. I'm grateful that I found people that helped me put together a diet that worked for my dog. I'm not sure it was the best at the time, but now we have a lot of research on how to take care of our animals. A lot of people saying, like I was, wait, those are too many drugs. Like, what is wrong in the world right now, where our first answer is to give a drug and not to talk about exercise and healthy diets and so on and so forth. That's why I'm so passionate. Murphy recovered from multiple illnesses to live a long, long life, actually longer than my other dogs and cat. And it's because I had to work really hard at it. And nowadays we have help for that. We don't have to spend day and night trying to figure out what's wrong with our animals and how to fix it. We've got help. And help today is in the form of Dr. Judy Morgan. Dr. Judy Morgan has spaniels of her own, and I've seen her on Cavalier Forums, Facebook, but she's also a nationally renowned author, speaker, and holistic veterinarian, and she's known for healing her patients with whole foods, with minimizing chemicals and vaccinations and medications, and allowing the body to heal from within. Exactly what I was looking for so many years for my dogs. Dr. Morgan has received critical acclaim in the veterinary industry for integrating Eastern and Western medicine in her two award-winning veterinary practices in New Jersey, where I'm not sure kind of whether they're having there today, but we are grateful to send all our snow back to the East Coast. Dr. Morgan, we like died here from the snow for the last month. So she's an author of three books on holistic pet care, especially the title Yin and Yang, which is a holistic cookbook for dogs. So I want to welcome Dr. Judy Morgan here. So Dr. Morgan, thank you for joining me today, and hello.
Hi, thanks for the invitation, and I think it's just awesome that you also have Cavalier King Charles Spaniel.
Oh my God.
I'm very sorry that you had to go on this journey with Murphy by yourself.
Oh my God, no.
This happens to so many pet owners that, you
it
know,
does.
They're sitting there with, you know, all these medications, and the timing is just right. I got an email this morning from someone who's a first-time dog owner and took her 5-month-old, 8-pound dog in to the veterinarian the other day. And the dog was given an insecticide chew, a heartworm chew, a deworming,
oh God,
and 13 vaccines all in the same day.
Oh, my God.
And the dog is so
sick. Oh, God, yes.
And, of course, you know, she's a first-time dog owner. She didn't know any better until, you know, now people are telling her dog is going to die, which is not the kind of the right thing to tell someone who's already devastated, you know. But she reached out to me, and, you know, we're helping her get through the process. But
I hope you can.
It's really hard.
It is really hard. When Murphy had her first vaccination, and it turned out that's a long story, but anyway, she was really sick, and I called the vet and I said, like, what's going on here? And they said, that's normal. And I said, that is insane.
Exactly.
That is insane. Exactly. It's like, I thought I was losing my mind. And, the irony is she died of a cancer linked to early spay neuter. And now I am furious. And will be furious for the rest of my life, and adamant about a whole lot of other subjects we can't touch on today. But an important subject that we can cover for, you know, people who listen to my show. I'm an animal communicator. I'm a writer. I write about the human-animal bond. I am passionate about people and their animals, creating really close multi-species families. In fact, recently I have clients who sometimes come to the house instead of doing Skype sessions, and they wrote a review saying, "We loved our visit with Robin, but we also love that afterwards we could meet her animals and see what a close bond she has with them." You know, and it's like, this is what we want. And we want healthy families. And how do we get there? And I realized finally, after being so shocked, that we get there the same way humans get healthy, with a proper diet, with, you know, properly taking care of our bodies. So let's talk about that. Tell us about your book, Yin and Yang. Tell us about feeding our dogs, because we're creating families with animals and we're confused about how to take care of them. And I spent literally hundreds of hours trying to figure this out on my own. And nobody has that kind of time. And there's all kinds of foods out there to choose from. And like, oh my God, what are we going to do? So talk. Tell me.
I think that, you know, what is the best food for my dog, or what is the best food for my cat? One of the most common questions that I get, and it's a very common question that, and that's frankly how this whole educational journey of teaching, you know, on a much broader basis other than one-on-one in my clinic, it's kind of how it got started. I was on a Facebook page with Cavalier people, and they, you know, they were asking questions. What's the best food for my dog? What's the best heartworm medication? What's the best flea and tick preventative? You know, all those kinds of questions. And, you know, when I started giving answers, they kind of went, wait a minute, your answers aren't like anybody else's. Like, who are you?
I know, right?
And so that really is what prompted me to write my first book, which is From Needles to Natural, which talks about all the different disease problems that our pets get, and how they get those diseases, how they're diagnosed, and how they're treated traditionally versus from an alternative method. And in that, for each one of the disease problems, I said, well, you know, for liver problems and seizure disorders, feeding a lot of dark leafy greens and eggs and sardines are very good for that. And so each chapter had little tidbits like that, but then I started getting all the, well, how much of this, and how
exactly
what diet would I add that to, and how would I make that? And I finally said, you know, I think I need to make actual recipes. I'm one of those cooks that I just kind of, it's a little of this and a little of that, and I never use a recipe. But I realize there's a lot of people out there that frankly don't know how to boil water.
And that's true.
Something more specific.
Like, spell it out for me. Grandma's method of a smooch of this is not going to work.
How much exactly is a pinch?
Yeah, right. We're all like that.
Me, so for me, the yin and yang is the Chinese balancing principles. So, you know, light is balanced by dark, and, you know, female is balanced by male, and cold is balanced by hot. And we need balance in our lives. Every single piece of food that we put into our mouth is going to have different effects on the body. So one of the easiest ways to think about that is, if you eat a spicy curry, you're going to sweat. You're feeling the burn. You're feeling the burn all the way down. So energetically, that's very yang, which is very warming. You're warming up the body. And
Makes sense.
You're sweating. Okay. And so then on the other hand, we have, for instance, dogs who are suffering with chronic inflammatory diseases. One of the most common ones that we're diagnosing now is Cushing's disease. Symptoms
really?
For those dogs.
Why is that, do you think?
I think it has a lot to do with over-vaccination, over-medication, chronic disease, hormones in food, hormones in our environment, chemicals in our environment, endocrine disruptors.
Early spay-neuter.
Like early spay-neuter. But the glyphosate that's being, you know, Roundup that's being, and GMO grains. I mean, there's so many things that are
considered.
There's a lot of things. So, but these poor dogs, they're basically walking around like it's 110 degrees outside all the time. They pant all night long. They drink and urinate just tons, and they're drinking because they've got internal fire. They're so hot. They're like, I just
that totally makes
fire.
Sense,
and
right?
They stand at the water bowl. So when we look at the diet for those dogs, certain foods, just like the curries, will warm up the body. There are other things that will cool down the body. So we can pick things off of the cooling list and say, well, let me make a recipe for the dog off of this list. And it's amazing without medications that we can change the internal energies of those animals. So
that's
also
wonderful.
Comes into play with behavior problems.
Mm-hmm.
So for this, I apologize to the Jack Russell people, but Jack Russell Terriers, they're like, bah, 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 bah. You know, like energy. They're just, you send them outside.
Yep.
They're the ones that do like the rat hunts and the, you know, the
yep.
tunnel games.
Just to keep us sane to live with them.
Yeah. Yes, they have so much energy. So that's young. That's a lot of energy. That's just, you know, heat in motion. And they're looking for an outlet. So if we feed them, like if we were to feed that dog something equivalent to that hot curry where we keep adding more heat to them, that's like throwing paper on the fire.
Yeah, that instead, makes sense.
Yeah, so instead, young puppies, they're like, yee-haw. So instead, we could take that animal, feed them foods that are more energetically cooling, and we can watch their behavior kind of level off and their energy level off a little bit more. So it's like, oh, look, now he's trainable. Now he pays attention. He listens to me. So many changes, both behaviorally, medically, just comfort-wise, we can accomplish a lot just with food.
Just with food. So that brings up a question. You know, we're talking about feeding and we're talking about your book, which is recipes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Among other things. I know all those years I'm out there and I'm trying to figure out why my dog has all these things wrong with her. Actually, my intuition finally kicked in when they tried to. They told me on Christmas Eve, when she was not quite two, that she had cancer and they wanted to mm-hmm. treat her for a cancer. And I said, I'm done. No, we're not doing this. This is not the right thing. You are wrong. They were going to treat her for... hang on. We'll be right back. Back after the break with Dr. Judy Morgan.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine. Paul Avgerinos, A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Well, Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and today we are talking with Dr. Judy Morgan, a holistic veterinarian with practices in New Jersey, and we're talking about how to feed our dogs so they're healthy dogs, and talking about her new book, which I obviously said wrong, so Dr. Morgan, you can say it correctly, Yin and Yang, because hello, it's like the middle of the night in Seattle for me, but I just want to say, because this is important for cooking for our dogs, or for feeding our dogs, we don't use our intuition enough in the world. And with Murphy, when I was told on Christmas Eve that she had cancer, I'm like, what the hell? And she had a low platelet count. And they said, well, she had cancer. And
so
I said, no.
For Cavaliers.
I know. I said, stop. This is wrong. This is wrong. This is wrong. We're not going there. Stay away. If I hadn't done that, she would have died. Because a treatment for low platelet count will kill a dog who's naturally has giant platelets, which Murphy had. But
yeah, absolutely.
And what happens to these kids is they have giant platelets and they get vaccinated too many times. That makes it even worse.
Yep.
That's my experience. And that's why I'm so adamant about things like vaccinations, but also food, because we had a long way to go up there. Dr. Jean Dodds helped us figure out the blood thing. We were looking for. She is. I worship her, you know, down my knees here worshiping her. But for the average person, and we're all average people, right? People are going into the store and they're like, oh my God. What do I get? Do I get that canned food? Do I get that kibble? There's all kinds of raw, at least in Seattle now. We have independent pet stores full of various solutions. And people are going, just like I was going that Christmas Eve, something is wrong. Something's not right. And how do we fix it? So you're saying the pet food industry has let us down. Okay, what do you mean by that? And explain it to the audience so that they can understand why they need to come and buy your book, because you want to help them feed their dogs correctly.
Yeah, so I got involved with the pet food industry maybe 6 or 7 years ago. And someone who's become a good friend, Susan Thixton, and her website is truthaboutpetfood.com. So if you really want to know what's going on in the pet food industry, she is an awesome
resource. Susan Thixton, right.
Susan is awesome. She'd make an interesting guest.
oh, good idea.
I will just promote her because she's awesome.
I do get her newsletter.
Yeah, so ask her to be a guest. So part of the problem is that the pet food industry, while it seems like it's well-regulated and we think that the FDA has our back and that the state regulatory agencies have our back, they don't. The pet food companies certainly don't have our back. Look at the latest recall with all of the vitamin D toxicity, where literally dozens of pet foods, if not hundreds, have been recalled. But unfortunately, they got recalled because a lot of animals got sick and a lot of animals have died. And now the lawsuits start. So we think that the pet food company knows exactly what's in each bag, box, or can, and that what is in there actually matches what's on the nutritional label. But it doesn't, because they don't test it after production. If they did test after production, they would have known way before any animals got sick that those foods were all contaminated with too much vitamin D. One of the other problems is when we think chicken in pet food, we're thinking of the chicken that we see in the grocery store.
Right.
But that's not what goes into a lot of the pet food. Most of the pet food companies are using rendered products. They're using the rotten meats that were and see, here's where they lie a little bit, because on their website it'll say the meat was all USDA inspected. The parts that they leave off, it was inspected and rejected. It was rejected from the human food industry because it was too rotten. And
yeah, or
so it sent
inspected before it went rotten.
Right. So then it all gets sent to pet food, and while law says that it's not legal to send all this rotten stuff or animals that died from cancer or were down in the field and died, it's not legal for all of that to be put into pet food. But FDA won't enforce that, doesn't enforce that. That's why we keep getting pet food recalls with pentobarbital, which is euthanasia solution.
I know, it's horrifying.
Why is there euthanasia solution in pet food? Oh, that's because euthanized animals get ground up and rendered and put into pet food. So we are trusting the pet food industry to actually live up to their label that says natural, holistic. By the way, neither of those are defined and they don't mean anything. It says natural. It says holistic. It says all of the vitamins and minerals your pet needs and nothing more. Well, if there's nothing more, then why is there, you know, 100 times extra vitamin D in so many products? So
yeah.
They are letting us down in a lot of ways. And the good news is there are some companies coming online that really do care and really are trying to use human-grade ingredients and really are trying to do the right thing. But for the average pet owner, it's almost impossible for you to be able to peel through and figure out who's telling the truth and who's not.
And it's true. The lucky part for me living in Seattle is a lot of the, for example, raw food for pets got started out here in the mm-hmm. Northwest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and we have very knowledgeable people in independent pet stores, but I still find myself looking at my 3.5-year-old intact male boy and thinking, okay, what do I do now? You know, like raw this and it's tough, and we're really busy people, and I'm putting together a diet for him that was created by Murphy's Vet, a holistic vet, but adding some other things to it because I'm not sure she really had it completely right. But you've been doing a lot of work on this over the years. So, you know, people are sitting there going, okay, Dr. Morgan, tell us, what should we do? You know, what should we feed our dogs? What are pet superfoods? What are some things that you want people to take away from today for feeding their dogs?
Okay, so the place where you are most likely to find ingredients that you don't want your pets to eat is in dry kibble. That's where most of the rendered products are. And dry kibble, we've all learned to read the label and say, oh, look, chicken is the first ingredient. What you don't realize is it can be the first three ingredients. Dry dog food or cat food never has more than about 25% meat in it. All the rest is grains, fillers, or, you know, the new grain-free fad. So you are feeding a low meat product. And for our cats who are carnivores, that's a huge problem. They're obviously
right.
Carnivores. Our dogs can survive, but they sure don't thrive on that. So my first thing is ditch the kibble. Second, if you want to make your own food, that's fine. It does take a time commitment, and you also have to learn how to balance the foods and what vitamins and minerals and things that you
right.
need. It can be done with whole foods. It's a little difficult to do just using whole foods without any supplements, but it can be done. And in the book, there's a chapter on how to make sure that you're getting all the nutrients that you need in the diet. And I will say, for those who are, you know, going, well, you know, I'm too scared to do that. I'm too afraid to not have it perfect. Every meal must be exactly the same, and every meal must be 100% complete and balanced. That's a myth perpetuated by the
pet. Ours isn't, so, you know.
Exactly.
We get along.
Yeah, and do you sit there and pour over your breakfast and your dinner and go, oh, my gosh, did I get all my nutrients? Did I get all my minerals? We don't. We balance it over time. Dogs and cats do have some specific requirements that are different than us. So one of those big ones is calcium. So if you want to make homemade meals for your pet, and as long as you're doing some rotation and getting all kinds of different things in there, and I do highly recommend adding some organ meats because there's a lot of good nutrients in there. You know, as an American society, we kind of go, ooh, but other societies around the world say, oh, liver, tripe, you know, kidney, that's great. I mean, steak and kidney pie in Scotland, that's a staple. We just kind of go, ooh, but for our pets, they go, wow, cool.
I know. I remember my grandmother liking things like, what did they used to call those? Sweetbreads or something?
Oh, yeah. Pancreas.
Yeah.
So, but all that stuff's really good, and it's good to put in for our pets. But we absolutely have to have some addition of calcium. So the raw food companies are using ground bone. For people who are cooking, you can use ground eggshell. You can buy mineral powders that are made specifically for home cooking. A general pet multivitamin will not have enough calcium for home-cooked diets, because general multivitamins are actually formulated for people who are already feeding a complete and balanced dog food, who think that they need to give a vitamin on top of that. So the multivitamins are actually very low in vitamin mineral content for our pets. It's not that hard to do.
So, yeah, tell us how they get more calcium.
So ground bone, if you're feeding raw. You can crush up eggshells. The best way to get your eggshells ground up fine is a little coffee bean grinder. You just dry out your eggshells, throw them in the coffee bean grinder. For every pound of meat that is fed to the pet, we need about a half to three quarters of a teaspoon of ground eggshell, and that'll get your calcium to where it needs to be. Or, like I said, you can buy a supplement made specifically for that. There are a few companies now that have them out. But for people,
KAL bone meal.
So bone meal, we just have to be careful in sourcing with that. We want to know which bones they are,
right. Where
they came from, and what was the health of the animals that bone meal came from. So that would be my only caution with that.
Right.
For people who don't want to start from scratch and cook everything from scratch, you can find a healthy base diet or a base mix, because there's a few companies making really nice freeze-dried base mixes that have the vitamins and minerals. You add your own meat or eggs or fish. And so when you look through my book and you say, well, my dog has a problem with fatty tumors and phlegm, or he coughs a lot, you can look and see, well, these are foods that would help with that. It would help dissolve the phlegm or liquefy the mucus that they're producing. And so even if you're feeding something else, you can say, well, look, clams help dissolve phlegm. Why don't I go get some clams and add them to the diet for a couple of weeks, and that'll help take care of that. Oh, my dog's, a little anemic, or his tongue is a little bit too pale. I think he's, a little deficient there. Okay, what are some good blood tonics? Dark leafy greens, eggs, sardines.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to take his diet. I'm going to, cook up some kale. I'm going to put that in as a topper for this week. I'm going to give him an egg every day. I'm going to open up a can of sardines and give him a sardine. So we can take any food and add it to something we're already feeding if we're trying to achieve a specific purpose. So if you're afraid to or don't have the time and say, I can't. There's just no way. I mean, I have six dogs. So when we set about grinding up our own raw mixes for our dogs, I'm doing 100 pounds of food at a time, and we go through 180 to 200 pounds of food a month. So that's a lot of work.
You must have a whole separate freezer.
Our dogs have two chest freezers and a refrigerator freezer and their own grinder, and they have their own kitchen.
That's kind of what you need for that many.
And I will admit, I'm a food nut, but for me, it's fun and it's a hobby. And I don't cook for the family. My husband cooks for the family. I make food for the dogs because I love making food. You've never seen a happier group. People are kind of like, food. These dogs are like, yeah, food. They're just like,
oh, I know. Right. That's awesome.
So, it can be as complicated or as simple as you want it to be. And so some of these base mixes, the companies that have come out with these really nice base mixes make it so much easier for people who say, I just don't have time to do the whole thing. But, I could get my, if you want to.
Can you name some of those? Are you talking like Honest Kitchen?
So Honest Kitchen has a couple of base mixes. Dr. Harvey's has some beautiful base mixes. Two of theirs that are newer, Paradigm and Raw Vibrance, are made more along the lines of the keto diet. So they're very low. There's basically no starches. Everything is very low glycemic. And so we are looking at ketogenic diets, just like they do for people for certain reasons. Very good for our pets with cancer, for pets with seizures. So basically a ketogenic diet is fairly high in fat, moderate in protein and has a net zero on the carbs. So we wouldn't use starches like lima beans or any grains or, you know, any other kind of starchy beans.
Hmm.
So we're looking at, you know, broccoli.
So ketogenic asparagus. More for ill dogs than...
No, some people are actually using it for healthy dogs just to keep them healthy. I'm not a huge advocate of keeping them in ketogenesis all the time, but certainly studies have shown taking them in and out of that. So some people will fast their dogs one day a week to allow them to go a little bit into ketosis. And
boy, I'd be mugged if I tried that.
Yes, we would too. So there's no way that we are doing that in our house.
No way we're fasting at our house.
Not a cavalier. You're not fasting those dogs. They will not let you.
No.
But we certainly can, you know, feed them meals that have a very low glycemic value. And so that will help. And we're finding that's also very helpful for dogs who are overweight. If we want to bring their weight back down, doing something along those lines is very helpful.
Okay. So now people are going to go, what do you mean by low glycemic? And you're talking about cutting down on sugar, and sugar pops
right.
up in kibble, but what else?
Mm-hmm.
Canned food too?
Not as much, but it certainly can, because a lot of the canned foods are putting peas, and that's a starch. So
right.
when we're looking at glycemic, that's basically the sugar value. So
mm-hmm.
eat meats, we don't produce sugar. So that's proteins. When carbohydrates break down, they break down into sugar. And so the body, you know, for cats, that sugar has nowhere to go. It just turns into fat. And that's why we have all these obese cats that eat dry food, because they don't know what to do with all those carbs. And so for some dogs, they just don't process carbs well at all. And they just become the chunky monkeys of the world. You know, they're just obese. And so a lot of those dogs, if we take those carbs out of the diet, so a lot of the raw food diets, they don't put starches in those. And those dogs will just automatically lose weight, and you don't have to, you know, you don't have to starve them to death. One of the problems that I see is if people are feeding dry food, they'll buy a weight management food, and then they say, well, it says to feed him 4 cups, but he's fat on that, so I'm only feeding him 2 cups. The poor dog's not getting any nutrition. He's not getting enough
yeah.
vitamins and minerals that he needs.
Right.
And we're slowing down his metabolism to the point where there's no way he can lose weight. Now he's just a slug. So we want to rev the metabolism to get them to lose that weight. And we can do that by adding healthy proteins, healthy fats, and fiber without the starch. And it'll get the metabolism going, and they'll lose weight.
So there's a question in my mind, and I'm sure it's popped up in other people's minds too, several questions. But the one that pops into mind first is my current cavalier, Oliver, is 3.5. So he's my third cavalier, and I have a Russian blue cat who's like the cavalier of the cat world. Both of them love to eat, and I've always fed my cats raw, and
awesome.
She still wants to eat Ollie's food. But when I was, you know, so keen on the diet with him, I was feeding him strictly raw, and he lost so much weight. I had to take him off. I couldn't feed him enough to keep his weight on. I couldn't afford to feed him enough or whatever it was that, I mean, I finally took him up to the store where I'm buying. I said, he's lost 15% of his body weight.
Wow.
So he wasn't heavy to begin with. He's really nice. We'll be back in a minute with Dr. Judy Morgan and how to feed our dogs.
A conscious lifestyle. For a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com, M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and today we're talking about how to feed our dogs so they're healthy dogs with Dr. Judy Morgan, who's just published her new book, Holistic Cookbook for Dogs. And, you know, we're not just talking about dogs here today. We're talking about our animal families. We're talking about deepening that bond and keeping them alive as long as possible. Keeping them healthy, just like we want to stay healthy. So, Dr. Morgan, when I raised this subject with our local store, and I said, look, my dog's lost 15% of his body weight on a strictly raw diet. I don't understand this. And their response was, that's what they normally see. And I was like, But that doesn't make sense. He can't keep losing weight. He'll die. And am I not feeding him enough of it? Or is it not a nutritionally balanced? Have you run into this issue?
Sure. And it kind of depends on the diet. So
Yeah.
Some of the diets, there's one company in particular that their raw diets have a much higher fat content than other raw diets. And the problem with their food is, and it's not a problem, but they'll actually get too chubby. They'll gain weight if you feed the same amount of that food as you would whatever one your dog was losing weight on. So it could have been that the food that you were feeding was too low in fat.
Not enough fat.
The other problem, yeah. So the other problem that we have seen with raw foods is a couple of companies got caught with too much thyroid in the food. So a lot of times the pet food companies, they're using kind of the trim and the scrap meat that is not used for the human food industry. So one of those places where meat comes from is the gullet, which is around the trachea and the airway and the pharynx. Hmm. So those muscles are great to use for meat, but you have to be very careful not to get the thyroid in there. And so a couple of companies have been caught with, oh my gosh, the thyroid is going in there, and now we've got all these dogs that are hyperthyroid. So one of the problems with hyperthyroidism is it screams their metabolism into overdrive.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They get skinny, and you can't feed them enough. They're starving. We see hyperthyroidism in cats. It is not something that we see in dogs. So if we're seeing those symptoms or we get a high thyroid test in a dog, we need to always go back and look at that diet and say, ooh, you know, is something going on here? And that's that's how a couple of companies were, you know, that's how they found out that
interesting
thyroid tissue. So there can be a lot of reasons for it.
Well, I adjusted and he got his weight back, and that's interesting. But the other thing I've noticed is so many people using raw pork to feed cats and dogs.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with raw pork. It has to be sourced pretty carefully.
You have to be careful, you know, who you're buying from.
Yeah, my dogs eat a raw pork product, and I have no problem with it at all, but I know where the source is, where this, you know, this pork is coming from, so I have no problem with it. And that kind of goes with anything. But it's really very difficult for the average pet food consumer to know the sourcing of the products. Now, there are some companies where, you know, you can call them up or send them an email, and they'll send you the bills of exactly where their meats came from, and so that you
right.
know. And that, I love a company with absolute transparency and openness. You know, if I call and I say, oh, well, you're saying you're using human-grade ingredients to make that, good, show me the bill of, you know, I don't need to see the price, but just show me the invoice that says where it came from and the date that you received it, so that I know that you actually are
right.
getting human-grade ingredients.
Oh, boy, this is a big subject, and it could go on for a long time. And we're running close to the end of our time here. So I know you're just the source. You're the source of all this great information on feeding our dogs. So what do you want people to know? Like, what is the first thing you'd want people to do in looking at feeding their dogs?
So like I said, I think that if you're feeding kibble, we need to back off from that. Even if you drop it by 50% and add either fresh food ingredients or, you know, there are so many companies coming online now that will do home delivery of these frozen, you know, human grade ingredients
right.
that are being
right.
made in human grade plants. It's more expensive. And if you have a big dog, that gets really tricky. Making your own food is always going to be cheaper than going out to the restaurant. But if you're going to make your own food, then you need to educate yourself on how to make sure that they're getting all the vitamins and nutrients that they need, you know, over the course of a week, not necessarily in every bowl, but certainly over the course of a week
yeah.
or a month. You're not going to kill them if you don't have it completely balanced for a couple of months. It's okay. I've had clients come in that they've been making chicken and rice for 3 years, and that's all the dog ever eats. And I look at them and go, my gosh, how is he still alive? And then their blood work looks pretty good. And I go, well, that doesn't make sense, but okay. So dogs are pretty resilient. They'll survive for a long time if you are messing it up a little bit. But our goal is to get it right.
Okay. A lot of ways of getting it right.
Tons of
we
ways.
Know we shouldn't feed them kibble. Are there whole foods that we shouldn't feed them? I mean, onions, for sure.
Yeah, grapes and raisins and onions, although they can have garlic. You'll find that on a lot of no-no lists, but it's actually not a no-no. It's just a no-no in large quantities.
Right, exactly.
You know, there are certain foods that I absolutely love that I think are so good for our dogs. Eggs. I mean, if you do nothing else, if you stick with kibble and you say, that's just all I can do, it's all I'm going to do, then fine, give him an egg a day. By giving him that fresh food, you're going to make a huge difference. Open a can of sardines a couple times a week and throw those on the food. Make some, if you have kale or green beans or spinach for dinner and it doesn't have a bunch of sauces on it, put some of that in with your dog's food. You'll make a huge difference with some fresh ingredients. Even if you don't change your base, just add some whole nutrition. It makes
right.
all the difference in the world. It really does.
That is really important, and it, you know, it doesn't have to be complicated. When I'm sitting here thinking mm-hmm. of all that we are offering, and I'm thinking of what I went through to feed Murphy all those years ago, and I'm still in a quandary. You know, there are foods I will go to the store, a nice store, and buy meat, but I won't feed that meat from that store raw to my dog or my cat.
Well, the meat
and then
the
I'll cook
is pretty
it.
Highly contaminated. Yeah, it's pretty
yeah.
contaminated. The USDA allows that. They know it's contaminated because they're assuming you'll cook it. But what we have to keep in mind is that the pH of the stomach in the dogs and cats is extremely low. It is so acidic that, I mean, let's face
right.
it, they eat poop, they eat roadkill, and they don't.
Well, they are scavengers, right?
Yeah, and they do just fine with that. So Certainly, we need to be cleaning up when we're handling raw meat in our kitchens, whether it's for ourselves or our dogs. But the raw pet food companies are held to a different standard than the meat that you get at the grocery store. FDA
yes.
has a zero tolerance for bacteria in the raw pet food because they know that it's going to be fed raw. And that's why there's so many recalls. You know, they get, you know, one little salmonella bacteria and they freak out and they go, oh, we're going to recall it all. That has a lot to do with politics as well. But, you know, keep an eye out for recalls. You know, if a company had a recall for pentobarbital, I would never use that company again. If a
yeah.
raw food company has a recall for salmonella, I would look at the company's response to that. And, you know, we've got a couple companies that are responding very well to that.
We just lost a raw pet food manufacturer here in the Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
And not for anything they did, but for a screw up with the FDA that it looks like was mm-hmm. possibly deliberate. And
that is definitely happening.
And we're looking at what to do. So, okay. So we need to wrap up here. But I know you're passionate about this and you've given us some ideas. And now everybody's going like, what do I do? And the first thing is, you know, this is a good place to use your intuition on people. One of the first things I tell prospective clients or even actual clients is go in a store and what is the first food you're drawn to and the first food you're not drawn to? And give your – and then research that. Find out why it is that you're drawn to that and use your own body as an example. You know, are you drawn to sugar because you're stressed or does that kale look really good to you? And why is that? So, you know, my boy happens to be in love with kale and a friend brought me some from her garden last summer and we just cracked up because he had his choice and he grabbed a piece of kale.
It is amazing what they
isn't it?
For when
he was like so head. Excited over this fresh kale, and I'm like, okay, that's wonderful. But so we tell people to calm down, right, and to start doing their research and to get your book. So tell people how they can find you and your book.
So my website is drjudymorgan.com, drjudymorgan.com, and I have hundreds of blogs. From there, you can go to my Facebook page, Judy Morgan DBM. There's a link. And I have over 1,000 videos on my Facebook page that are educational videos that talk about vaccines and chemicals and food and different disease problems. And they're titled so you can, you know, figure out. I also have a YouTube channel with a lot of the same videos. But I just have a ton of information out there. My books are on my website. My books are also on Amazon. So it's Yin and Yang Nutrition for Dogs, Maximizing Health with Whole Foods, Not Drugs. And the other one is From Needles to Natural, Learning Holistic Pet Healing. Tons of information there. People can email me through the website. And, you know, my goal is to just educate pet owners, keep our pets healthy and alive so that we can love them for as long as possible.
Right. Keep them healthy. Keep them active. Give them the opportunity to be who they are. And I know I want to add to this. We rely on people like Dr. Judy Morgan to help us keep our animals healthy. And that's really important because we think that humans are the people with jobs. My kids have jobs, big jobs. A lot of our animals have cosmic jobs, if you will. And I know that if I had done what people told me to do, I would have put Murphy down at 2 because of her health issues. Mm. Instead, I got her well, and she made it to 14.
Great.
And it was because we cared. And I know everybody who's listening today cares. So, Dr. Morgan, thank you for joining us. This has been my great honor and privilege to have you with us today. And so, everyone, find her at drjudymorgan.com. That's drjudymorgan.com. Do you do phone consultations for people?
I do. And there's a link to that on the website.
Okay. So you can also get a phone consult with her if you're not in the state of New Jersey. So thank you so much for joining us today. Take care, Dr. Morgan.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. So I want to wrap up today by telling you it is important to find ways to take care of our animal families so they can live long, healthy lives. And that's really in my life, and as Dr. Morgan has emphasized, it starts with food. But, you know, your commitment to them and theirs to you is a treasure, and it's a jewel, and it's an important part of our lives. So I hope this has given you some information to take on how to help keep our animals as healthy as possible. Coming up, my show is now going to twice a month, the first and third Mondays of the month, because of everything that I'm doing to support the world out there. So I hope you continue to join us. We have a variety of shows coming up, how to use your intuition to talk with your home, your garden, more on connecting with our animal families. But for today, just cross your hands on your heart and take a deep breath. And as you do that, imagine that you're getting grounded and balanced back into your body. You can then go back about your day. Listen to the show again. Find Dr. Judy Morgan's website. Learn more about taking care of your animal families. I love it when people call me up and tell me they've got a 10 or 15-year-old dog that's perfectly healthy. 50% of our dogs today over the age of 10 are getting cancer. That has to stop. Start with food. Thank you for joining us today. Take care, and we'll see you again.